fish care is one of those things, folks, that when you're out there and you're worrying about catching those fish and putting them in a boat, there's one thing to catch them, the other is to take care of them. And in recent days, we've heard a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion regarding live well additives, some of those kind of things. But I went to the source that I think probably knows more about this than anybody else, and that's Dennis Clark from O2 Marine Technologies. And Dennis, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terry. How's it going down there today?
Well, it's nice and hot, and of course the fish are deep, and we're catching these fish, you know, anywhere from 12 to 30 feet deep, and we're seeing, you know, what happens is people, they get them in their live wells, they may just have an aeration pump or whatever, but you guys have got a couple of products that I think people need to be made aware of. One is the oxygenator system, the other is a U2 additive that's really, really good, and it works well in conjunction with the oxygenator.
Correct. When the fish are coming out of the deep water or just coming out of cooler water going into your live well water, obviously this temperature changes, so there's a little bit of shock going on there. Live wells have really come along in the last couple of years. Everybody makes a good live well. The pumps are better. The diffusers are better. They're trying to break down the water as much as possible. But no matter what you do, there's only so much oxygen in that surface water. What we've developed is a product that can be ordered up in your new Ranger or Skeeter or Triton. Just about any boat on the market, the manufacturer will install it right at the factory. But guys that don't have a new boat, they can also buy the product and install it. It's a simple install. But is what the product does is it technically manufactures oxygen right out of the water itself. Water is made up of molecules. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. When it's 31 degrees, it's a solid, it's ice. When it's 32 degrees up to boiling point, it's a liquid. That's what we're fishing in. And then when it boils or gets hot enough, it becomes a steam or a gas and goes up into a cloud and it evaporates. So water has a lot of different properties to it. But what we do electronically, we separate the hydrogen from the oxygen with low voltage. This thing looks like a speaker inside your live well, so you don't even know it's running. It makes no noise, but it separates the hydrogen from the oxygen. The hydrogen escapes the water like a gas, and the oxygen comes back at 100% pure, so it's been rejuvenated in nanobubbles, which micro nanobubbles, by the way, so it darn near looks like smoke, and it dissolves quickly into the water. Now, surface water, or what you're talking about now with the temperatures, warm water, well, it's still water, but the dissolved oxygen in it isn't very good. And so fish don't survive in warm water. We all know that. That's what we're discussing here.
You look at the situation the way it is right now, and what you're doing is you're basically making the water like it's springtime or like you've got a big rain or something like that, and what you're doing is you're putting that new oxygen into the water.
Right. We're enhancing that live well to give it a better environment for that fish. What a lot of people don't know is when you talk about pumps or aerators and things like that, that's just pumping the air you and I breathe into the water. And that is okay, except for that's only 20% pure oxygen. And so that has to get captured in the water before it goes to the surface and bubbles out into the gas again. So when you're looking at an aquarium and you see a little fissure in there, that's probably plenty for keeping some guppies alive and some smaller fish. But when you start putting 4, 5, 10 pounds of fish into 20 gallons of water, the oxygen consumption is unbelievable. And there's a lot of math on this and how much these fish consume, but kind of 101 basics on this is that two-pound bass will consume more oxygen than 1 4-pound bass. So the more fish you have, the more... it's not the size of the fish, it's how many fish are in the live well and their gill capacity and whatnot. And so this water flows over their gills. Their gills are just like our lungs. They absorb the oxygen in the water. And so when you start packing a live well full of fish, the oxygen depletion is so much that that's when you start seeing these fish roll over. Now, this isn't the end-all answer to saving every fish, but if you're out there trying to keep your fish alive because you're culling fish and you're trying to step up, you know, and you're culling a smaller fish, and now it's time to throw that fish back in the lake because you got a bigger one, and or you're at a tournament and you're trying to avoid fish penalties and you know these fish are going to get released, this is where we shine. This product has been tournament tested. Just about every organized tournament has endorsed this product, BASS. All the tournament boats for the Classic have oxygenators in them. FLW, all the boats for the championships have oxygenators in them. The release boats that the fish get put into, the pontoon boats that the FLW uses, has oxygenators in them. Anything to help that fish from a conservation standpoint is what we're all about. And this product has improved over the years to where now it's affordable for everybody. And we also, you know, try to study this as much as we can with the fish and wildlife people. And at the tournaments where the oxygenators are in the boats, we get comments all the time that our oxygen levels are 2 and 3 times more than just the regular surface water, you know, in the harbors that these guys that are waiting to go into weigh-ins are experiencing. That's where you really get nervous. When you're out in a lake and you got billions of gallons of water, you know, these fish are doing fine. When you start bringing them into these harbors and bays and you got tainted water and you got oil in the water and you got big marinas where who knows what's leaking out of these boats, now you got water that isn't the best water in the world. So this is when you go into a research situation and guys start dumping additives into their water. And we even have a product for that.
U2 is the product. And, you know, it's not going to bring a dead fish back, but it will bring some that are maybe not doing so well, because I've had the opportunity to use your product and believe in it. I believe both in the oxygenator and the U2. And I've seen it do some pretty magnificent things. And you were telling me earlier that you get a phone call about every day from somebody saying, hey, I use your product and it works.
Right. And how U2 came about was one of the guys out there in Kansas City who owns a company called Aqua Science called me up one day and said, hey, he says, you know, we know that the oxygenator works best when you're not using a salt additive type live well treatment. And that's because through the electrolysis system, when you have salt added in the water, it will make chlorine. So our system, when you put salt additive, live well additives in it, it can make chlorine and kill them, especially when guys don't use the recipe that's being told on the bottle. So people think more is better, but if you have an oxygenator in your live well, you do not want to use any more of those products than the exact amount they're telling you per gallon. But U2 is a non-salt-based product, and it's made by a company called Aqua Science out of Kansas. And they called us up and said, we got the product, and it's got some good properties to it. First of all, it comes in a liquid form, so it dissolves quickly in the water. It doesn't get hard in the bottle. A lot of the powdered-type chemicals, once you take the cap off and it gets a little moisture in the bottle, it turns hard. You know, it's got salt in it too, but it turns hard in the bottle. Then it starts coming out in chunks, and then you're not properly putting the amounts in that you're supposed to be. So, kind of our line around here is our stuff's good to the last drop. But U2 helps replace skin slime. It helps remove chlorine, chloramines, nitrates, all these little things that get into the waters that put stress on the fish. Now, that fish just came out of a billion-gallon lake. He was doing fine. Now, you catch him, put him through a little stress, stick him up in a 20-gallon bucket, technically a live well, and, you know, in there by himself, he does okay. But now you put that second and third and fourth and fifth bass in there, and you're darn near suffocating this fish. If you got some tainted water, or water that isn't the greatest water, you know, you're just even putting more stress on them. And that's why you might not lose all your fish, But you just might have a situation where one was a little sick or just couldn't handle it, survival of the fittest, and that's the bass that you see floating when you open your live well.
Well, Dennis, you've got a website that is pretty powerful. It talks about everything that you've talked about on this program. And how do I get to that website, and how can I contact you?
Well, the website should be easy to remember, keepfishalive.com. So keepfishalive.com, that's an easy one to remember. That talks a little bit about our products. It talks about some of the experiences guys have had with the product. This isn't a new product, but it's becoming very popular because the pros have all known about it, and they're competing with other pros. So, you know, they're not going to tell another pro, hey, this is what you want to do to win tournaments, because that guy might be his opponent. But now the boat manufacturers themselves have come out and said, hey, look, we want the best we can get for these live wells. We are in the tournament business. We have the consumer watching us. We have the fish and wildlife people watching us. This is how we make a living. We want this sport to go on forever. How can we, you know, how can we enhance our boats? So this is why you can order one of these things up from just even your marine dealer can get the product. But if you go to keepfishalive.com, that will get you phone numbers. Our phone number is 866-601-1296. I believe you can find the product in the marine department at Gander Mountain, Bass Pro, Cabela's, online with those companies. You can also order it online right on our site if that's convenient for you. We have right on the home page a zip code. You type in your zip code, and it'll tell you who your closest dealer is. So, you know, we're kind of coming out of the woods now and really starting to get involved on the consumer side. So we're just really having a good success. And all these things that are out there, chemicals and devices and things like that, we know oxygen is the biggest culprit. And we have some pretty reputable people that are endorsing this product, and not to mention names, but I'm just saying I think that they can see that. And when you've got the BASS people and the FLW people in your camp, you must be doing something right.
Well, Denny, I appreciate you being with me, and it is very clear that we need to do everything we can to keep our resource alive and well, and you guys have got a great product, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Yeah, did you get that phone number, Terry?
Go ahead and give it to me again.
Okay, that's 866-601-1296. That's a toll-free, so they leave a message, we'll either get something off to them in the mail or we'll get back to them and get out there and save a fish today. I guess that's our goal. If we save one more fish, if everybody that fishes saves one more fish, we've really done our job.
Well, not only are you good with the oxygenator, but you're a great marketing guy as well. Appreciate you being with us, Dennis. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.